it's a bad loss. It wasn't a terrible performance, but far too many players, I think, are in the comfort zone. And we've got people that, you know, with such a small squad of first team players, people that think, well, it's all right, I'm not going to get dropped, and I can pick up my money, and I'm furious. And I've not said too much, because I think if I do, they'll really know about it, and you can say things that you'll regret. But it's just such a really bad day for me and for the club, and I'm gutted. Besides, certainly my two centre backs, who I thought were outstanding, my keeper didn't really have anything to do. We just didn't play well. You know, we didn't deal with the conditions. We didn't do the basics well. They seem to, you know, they're a very young side, Staines, but it was almost men against boys again. You know, I said on Saturday that I felt they bullied us in the first half. They are a big, strong side. But, you know, they seem to be just that half a yard quicker than us. They wanted it just that little bit more. And as I said, I don't think we played particularly badly, but we didn't do anywhere near enough. And we've let ourselves down by, you know, people's passing was terrible. And we didn't do the simple thing. We tried to overplay on an ice rink of a pitch. And as I said, the biggest thing at half-time I was going ballistic over was the fact we just weren't shooting. We were just trying to walk the thing in. And, you know, the crowd were going ooh and ah 20 yards from goal with three or four great little passes. But you don't get goals for that. And it's starting to become a reoccurring thing. And I'm going to have to look at it very seriously in the next couple of days. And I've told the players that there will be repercussions. There have to be repercussions. And, you know, a few of them, I think, just think, oh, it's all right. We're going to get paid. And it's not all right. And I'm livid, so I'll sleep on it and decide, you know, to move forward in the next couple of days.
Yeah, certainly a lot of players, some quality players you've got, did underperform tonight. But the first goal by Chris Nganvulu, a 30-yard dipping rocket, giving Kevin Scriven no chance, really. It's a nail in the coffin. But you've got to give credit to a strike like that, a strike really to win any game.
Well, except it's a foul in the build-up on Ollie Treacher on the high ball right in front of the linesman. He doesn't give it. It's a blatant foul. But yeah, and it's 30 yards out, so you've got to look at your keeper. But yeah, great strike, but so what? Second half, we've dominated possession territory in the second half, and we haven't really opened them up. We've had loads of set pieces, as I said. You know, you've got to have a real passion and desire, and players that play for me, that's what I demand as a minimum. I just didn't think we had enough of it tonight in the midfield and up front. You know, some really disappointing performances, and, you know, I'm gutted. I'm gutted for the fans that have frozen to death out here tonight. I'm gutted for the club that we desperately needed that money. We needed the glamour opportunity next week against Luton. You know, we wish Staines the best with it, but what a great opportunity missed for everybody at this club. And, you know, the players need to be hurting about it, and I'm not sure that some of them are that hurt about it, but I can tell you now, I'm just gutted.